Welcome to Spark Stories, where entrepreneurs and experts share their brand story and how they found their spark, the spark that started it all. Hello, hello, hello. This is Sanjay Ture, and I'm here with Clarissa Sparks.
Yes. Well, hey, Sanjay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Great, great. We're so glad you're here today with us, along with Michael Robertson of the Sandy Springs Innovation Center and Miss Maria Aglivo?
Angelova.
Angelova.
Close.
All right, close. Angelova, I got it now.
There we go.
Rebellious International. And we are so excited that you're here today. And we're going to kick the show off with Michael. He's going to tell us who he is, what he do, and why it matters for the Spark Stories. And go ahead, Michael, tell us, what do you do?
So I've recently joined the Sandy Springs Innovation Center, where we are trying to build an innovation ecosystem for the city of Sandy Springs.
Awesome. Do a lot of people know that you're in existence?
Nobody does.
Oh, good.
That's part of why I'm here.
Well, thank you. Let's get the word out so we can fill that space. So go ahead and tell us a little bit more about it.
At the Sandy Springs Innovation Center, we're trying to do three things.
Okay.
One, we do have some co-working space available in a Class A office building. Secondly, we're trying to build a social network for businesses around Sandy Springs focused on innovation. And three, we're trying to build some educational programs that help create jobs.
Awesome. I think Sandy Springs is the perfect area to house something such as the Innovation Center. What type of businesses are you looking to place into either the co-working space or under the other pillars you just described?
I think the major focus that we have is on growing companies. And those growing companies can be an individual that is working in their home and says, hey, I need to have a dedicated space, all the way to one of the seven Fortune 500 companies in Sandy Springs. We're trying to bring together and build an ecosystem with all of those businesses.
Right. So this is a great place if you're tired of meeting in Starbucks in your public operations. It's a good place to come and call your own.
It is.
Yes.
It is. And we have free coffee.
Free coffee. Yay. That's really good. What about snacks? Do you have any snacks?
We do.
That's really good. Now, you talked about innovation. What type of programs kind of help facilitate that?
I think what we're trying to do is to identify what the area needs.
Okay.
And we formed partnerships with ATDC, the Advanced Technology Development Center out of Georgia Tech. If the government will stay open long enough, we'll have a relationship with the Small Business Administration. Okay. The Georgia Centers of Innovation, we're coordinating a program with them. So I think the idea is to build a calendar of programs that focus on helping companies grow.
Okay. So growth is important for startups. So through that program, are these going to be a surcharge for the programs, or is it going to be free services, or what's the price structure?
So it's free for members of the working space.
Sure.
And then there will be a small charge where we can. We'll also do a number of free programs.
Okay.
To give you an idea, our first program that we are starting next week, in fact, is a program for people that want to feel more confident in their presentation of themselves. We have Christy West, who I think was on your show.
Christy West was a guest last week.
Last week. And Christy's going to do a six-week series for us on how to take improv skills into the workplace.
Yes.
So if you want to have a better presence, if you want to be a better listener, if you feel like you're not being heard, Christy's going to give us a series of exercises. I'm going to take the class myself in order to improve your presence in the workplace. I thought it was just a real innovative approach and a really neat program.
I think so too, and I think if you're interested in learning about improv skills, this would be a good opportunity to check out the Innovation Center as well as support Christy by going to bravespacebiz.com. I think she will definitely appreciate the attendance and you will enjoy the skill set.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Let's see. So you have Christy West with the improv speaking. Any other future programs coming up within the next quarter?
We don't have a date set yet.
Okay.
But we're starting a series that's a partnership between the Sandy Springs Economic Development Authority and the Georgia Centers of Innovation to do a series of programs. The Centers of Innovation, there are seven Centers of Innovation that the state of Georgia has set up, and their focus is on industry specialization.
Sure.
So each of those Centers of Innovation will be doing a program at City Springs. We're trying to nail down the dates.
Okay, sounds good. So who's your actually target audience? Who do you want to attract into this center?
I think the real answer is people interested in helping us to build an ecosystem around innovation. And that can be a one-person company, or that can be somebody sitting in one of these high-rise buildings saying, gosh, I really would like to learn more and to be more innovative in my job.
Right. Okay. That sounds good. So what is your role in bringing the targeted audiences into the Innovation Center?
I think, I'm trying to do three things.
Okay.
One is I need to put people in the co-working space. And we have Class A office space in North Park Town Center, in the 400 building of North Park Town Center, where we have hot desks, we have dedicated desks, and then we have a few offices. With that comes a first come, first serve conference room. We, as you pointed out earlier, free coffee and snacks.
Yes.
And all the amenities of North Park. Mm-hmm. We're not like a lot of the other co-working locations. I think you have to find your audience. And our audience is going to be somebody that really more appreciates a corporate setting where, you know, we have a Class A building. Mm-hmm. And all the amenities that come with that. So I think that's part one, is go get people in the space. The second thing, and it's how you started this conversation, it's raise awareness that
right.
we're here.
Mm-hmm.
This center has been in North Park for 2 years.
2 years, wow.
And I came to work in October, and as I was talking to different people, I live in Sandy Springs, so I was talking to several different people. Most people I talked to didn't even know it existed.
Right.
So I think, raising that level of awareness. And then finding the programming that will give this city and this community a real ecosystem, I think will provide a lot of value. You know, I used to work in Midtown around Georgia Tech, and mm-hmm. there's clearly a very strong innovation, entrepreneurial, startup kind of community around Georgia Tech. And I think we can do the same thing. It will be different.
Yes.
We don't have the university that students can walk from, but we have a lot of people that live in Sandy Springs in the North Perimeter area that have a lot of experience and want to go explore where they can you know, where they could start a business, what it would look like.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that I think we're trying to build. Okay.
So with the programming that you're seeking from the entrepreneurial standpoint, so it would be really good for maybe possibly startups, or are you still looking for a more seasoned consultant or someone who's coming out of the corporate environment?
I think we are not at the point today. Let me say it this way. We are not at the point today where we can take someone that says, hey, I've got an idea. Mm-hmm. Can I make this into a business? I think you need to be a little further along and have a base, want to be building your business. I think at this point, we're probably more focused on in the terminology of the day, in accelerators than we are in pure incubators.
Okay. All right. So that will set you apart. You said you're not an incubator, or you are an incubator accelerator?
More of an accelerator, okay. Less of an incubator.
Understood. So if you want to accelerate your business, this is a great place to start.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's fair. Let's see here. So we're looking for great programming. We're looking for great people. And we're going to impact the community of Sandy Springs through innovation.
And create jobs.
That is so important, because jobs are needed for this area to stimulate the economy. And again, if you can have those startup businesses to drive job growth, I think that's awesome.
And Clarissa, I think one thing that we need to really make sure that we continually focus on, and that is Sandy Springs has more Fortune 500 company headquarters per capita than any place else in the country.
Wow.
There are 7 Fortune 500 headquarters located in Sandy Springs, and that doesn't include some very large private businesses. So Sandy Springs is a great place to do business. And our goal with the Innovation Center is to build on that and to help bring those large corporations together with the smaller businesses. 85% of the businesses in Sandy Springs have less than 10 employees.
Wow.
And yet we have these very large corporations. And mm-hmm. They're both interested in the same thing. They're both interested in innovating and making their business bigger and better. And that's what we want to accomplish.
All right. Good. So if we wanted to learn more about their membership rates and your program offerings, and how would we go about that?
Well, quite honestly, the easiest way is to go to our website. It's www.sandyspringsinnovationcenter.com. We're in a contest for the longest URL.
Yes.
You can email me
at
michael@sandyspringsinnovationcenter.com. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 404-371-8991. Or just stop by. We're in the lobby of the 400 building of North Park Town Center, and we'd love to show you around. Again, it's not for everybody, but it's worth a look.
And what are your hours? What time are you there?
So generally, I am there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 2. But I'll be available anytime by appointment.
Okay, so you're flexible. And the center itself is open 24/7 once
they sign. The center itself is open 24/7, and we have people that work 24/7, but there are people there. They have access.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I look forward to the success of the Innovation Center and reaching out and checking out your programming and your improv skills on next week.
Oh, no. Am I going to come back? Thank you so much, Phyllis. Great to be here.
Okay. Next up, we have Miss Maria with Rebellious International. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Clarissa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's so great to have you here today, and we want to know all about your spark and how what you do. So go ahead. Tell us. What do you do?
So Rebellious International started about 2.5 years ago now. I was in the corporate world for over 17 years, but my dream has always been to be in the fitness world, where I've been for over 25 years. So I finally gathered the guts and started my own lifestyle and wellness company, Rebellious International. And it's all about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's about movement and environmental toxin reduction. I personally teach Pilates. I have a 600-hour certification. And I think Pilates is very unique in the way it approaches, holistically approaches body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And then I do a lot of education and awareness around environmental toxin and why it is important to reduce those in daily life.
Wow, that's rebellious.
That is rebellious.
So you made the transition from corporate into entrepreneurship. What was that journey like?
Scary. Horrifying. It took me a while to gather the guts. I kid you not, I've been thinking about doing something on my own for probably close to 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it was always the benefits, the salary. And then about the year and a half before I quit, I told my husband, I think I'm ready. And he said, oh, no. We are not ready.
Oh, it turned into we.
We, exactly. So he's an entrepreneur too. So about a year later, I said, I am ready. He said, we're still not ready. So I said, well, we have 6 months to be ready because I'm jumping. So it was a scary jump, mm-hmm. but very rewarding because it is amazing to do something that you love to do. And I love working with people and empowering people and making them feel stronger physically. And with that, you know, their mindset changes and they start feeling empowered. And then they start transforming their own lives. They become more daring, more gutsy. And I just love seeing that and having that kind of impact.
Wow, that is awesome. So when you made that jump, where did you land?
So I have a background in finance. I have a master's in finance. And I was a finance director before that. And then I became a founder of Rebellious International.
Rebellious. Now, what does rebellious mean to you?
So when I was quitting my corporate job, when I started sharing it with friends and family, the reaction was, you are crazy. Who quits a finance director job to teach Pilates? And of course, when you're scared and you have the self-doubt, you're like, yeah, that's not a very traditional jump. So I thought a lot about it and I had pages and pages of business names. And when Rebellious popped up, I loved it because I think Rebellious is about not staring, not following a certain path, but following your own path, whatever that is, even if others cannot relate to it, mm-hmm. Having that little sparkle inside you and letting it shine however you feel like it needs to shine. So it's about feeling good on the inside and letting the authentic you and the best self of you shine on the outside.
Very interesting. So when you hear the word rebellious and then you think of Pilates, it's how do you merge those two different worlds together to empower?
So Pilates, and I teach classical Pilates, which is, you know, now Pilates is becoming very commercialized. We do the same exercise over and over. We start very slowly, which is very not traditional into nowadays when you have to burn so many calories and you have to have this kind of gadget and that type of gadget. And for a lot of people, it's very hard because they really have to slow down. They have to feel their body. Mm-hmm. And it's uncomfortable. I mean, I have people who come, you know, rushed, then they start working out and all of a sudden their eyes start tearing up and it's like, what's going on? And it's because now they're slowing down and disconnecting from the to-do list and what's going on to connecting to themselves, which is very rare nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I think once they start feeling more and more, you know, they start feeling fears, they start feeling self-doubts. A lot of times I talk to my clients about why are you upset, what happened, why are you stressed out. And it's amazing what starts coming out to the surface. It's almost like therapy. But on a daily basis, we don't slow down to where we give ourselves a chance to feel. Mm-hmm. So I think by one, people starting to feel physically stronger, and then two, slowing down to just connect to themselves, I feel like the rebel within each one of us starts showing up. And it's like, why am I stressed about that? Or what can I change about certain situation? And it's just amazing to see it. It sounds very weird, but it's amazing to see people go through that.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird. I think, can you kind of put some clarity around exactly what Pilates is versus yoga and meditation? It's so many self-care or buzz terms that are being used now. So could you just tell us what Pilates is?
Yes. Sure. So Pilates is a holistic method of exercise, and it truly connects body, mind, and spirit. It's many people say that it's similar to yoga, and a lot of the principles of Pilates are similar to the principles of yoga. However, in terms of execution, it's very different. We have special equipment that we use, or we can do the exercises on the yoga mats. But especially in the classical form of Pilates, it's all about repetition. And the more we repeat an exercise, we create neurological pathways of movement and of how we should move. And it's all about precision. So we work on those little details that we don't really think matter, but they make the workout a lot more effective. And because you have to think about those details, you have to disconnect from the grocery list and what you have to do after that or what you were stressed at work about. And it's very unique in the way it's forces you almost to slow down and connect to your body.
Now, do we do this in a 30-minute session, 60-minute session? What is the format?
So it's usually about 55-minute session, about an hour. I work with some clients privately for about 30 minutes, and those are usually people who have some kind of chronic condition or, for example, kids that might have issues that the hour might be too much, or people who are, let's say, going through rehabilitation and need to start building up strength and the hour is too long. But it's usually about an hour session.
Okay, very good. Let's see, like, why does this matter? Like, is it releasing toxins? Is it just, again, mental health? Or, yeah, tell us why it matters.
So I think Pilates, you know, a lot of times, like, well, who's your target audience, right? We need to identify our target audience. And I struggle with that because I think everybody should do Pilates.
Yeah, we know branding doesn't work that way.
Yes, we do. But I think Pilates is great because Pilates very uniquely targets the core. And everybody needs a strong core, regardless of whether you're an athlete, you're somebody recovering from rehabilitation, somebody wanting to prevent injury, whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, everybody needs a strong core. And especially nowadays with all of the technology and computers and phones and sitting, our core weakens. So you see even young kids with really poor posture because of a weak core. You also see changes in posture, which then starts putting pressure onto the organs, and therefore it has long-term implications. So core is the start of where it all begins. And in Pilates, we begin by teaching people how to engage the core. We teach people how to breathe while they exercise, which sounds really silly, but you'll be amazed how many times you see the eyes starting to pop because people are holding their breath. But it's basically very integral for strength, but also it's great for flexibility. So we don't just, you know, a lot of people, I think, see dancers or performers do Pilates. So the perception or the stereotype is, oh, this is for dancers or ballet dancers. And that's totally not the case because a healthy muscle is one that exhibits strengths, flexibility, endurance, as well as control. And control is the other big thing in Pilates. We learn how to intentionally move and the mind controlling the movement of the muscles, which is not something that's typically emphasized in traditional workout formats.
Okay.
So it's just different.
It's different. Mm-hmm. And what makes Rebellious International different from any other Pilates studio?
I think, you get to work with me and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
But on a serious note, I think the attention to detail. Even in my group classes, especially in the beginning, we start very slow and we strive to learn each exercise with great detail so that when we get to the flow, which is what I call the ultimate goal, where we move from exercise to an exercise without stopping, everybody knows what the little details are, what the precision of the movement is so that they can get the most of their exercise.
Okay. So are you working with us as like a coach as well? As like a doing coaching sessions?
Mm-hmm. So I do, most of the clients that I have are, I have private clients, so one-on-one. And then I do duets, which is one-on-two. And then I do group classes, which I mentioned, or on the yoga mats.
Okay.
And that's in a group setting.
Good. So if we wanted to sign up for one of your classes.
Oh, I'd love that.
How would we go about doing that?
So the best way is to go to my website, www.rebellious-intl.com. And you can fill out the contact form and reach out to me and I'll get right back with you. And I offer free consultations so that I can learn about your goals and what you're trying to accomplish and how Pilates can help with your particular needs. People can also give me a ring or text at 678-358-5700. And same thing, we can talk and discuss what's the best approach for you, your body, your needs.
Okay.
And we go from there.
Now, are you on social media?
Absolutely. Please do follow me. So I'm on Facebook, Rebellious INT, all one word. Mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram, and it's Rebellious INTL. And I'm also on LinkedIn with my name, Maria Angelova.
Sounds good. So we're going to look for you on those social
Please
spaces.
Yes.
And what word of inspiration would you like to leave us with? Again, that spark that you can help another entrepreneur, someone who's looking to make that jump from corporate to entrepreneurship.
It is scary. It is horrifying. Just jump.
Just
close
do it.
Your eyes. Just do it. And know that it's not going to be easy. I'm in no means saying that it's easy. You know, my husband says, wow, now you make a lot less money and you work a lot more hours. And I have friends who say, why would you do that? And I think it really goes to satisfaction. And I've told my husband, watch me. I will beat my corporate income. I just need time to get there.
Just need some time.
Yes.
What, Michael, can you share some words of inspiration with the community of Sandy Springs, Atlanta, if you're wanting to be innovative and start?
Oh, gee. I think the you know, as Maria says, the key is to start. You don't have to have everything in place. You don't have to have every step figured out. I've pretty much lived my life as take a couple of steps, look. Maybe you got to take a couple of steps back, but generally, you just keep moving forward, and don't run a mile and then turn around and look back and say, "Oh, look at the progress that I missed." Small steps, easy steps, and constantly looking at what do I need to do.
Mm-hmm. So correction, but you have to have action.
Yes, and I would add to something because Michael just made me think of something else. I'm a control freak, type A personality, and a big lesson for me during this entrepreneurial journey has been learn to surrender and learn to trust that things work out for a reason. So even if you want to go route A and suddenly you're derouted to route B, don't freak out. Take a deep breath and say, well, let's see what's on the path of route B and go from there.
And it's very interesting. You do have, as an entrepreneur, have to trust the process.
Yes.
And in that process, you just never know where it's going to lead. Because even with my business, the She Sparks Agency, I started out at the Sandy Springs Innovation Center. Oh. And so it was a great start. I built a great network there. And as I began to grow and had a scalable business, I was able to see a bigger picture and I was able to step out. So being a part of the center did help with growth. So again, you have to just start. And somewhere in my started at the Innovation Center.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. So, and I'm here in the Atlanta community, so I know what they're looking for in the services that they offer and the community of network that they have. It's really great to establish yourself within the community that you're in. You just have to trust the process.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm just so appreciative of you guys, again, being here and sharing your story, your spark, what you do, why you do it, and why it matters. So I just really want to thank you again for being a part of the Spark Story series.
Thank you so much for having us
All
here.
Right.
Really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Spark Stories. If you're looking for more help in gaining focus, come check out our website where you can find episode show notes, browse our archives, and access free resources like worksheets, trainings, events, and more. It's all at www.shesparks.com.